Hello, my name is LaShonda, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Hello?
Hello. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. There's no testing sites anywhere near me or anywhere now. I mean, there are sites, but there's no appointments. What I'm trying to call, I'm trying to find out is about the, I mean, I sit up all day and all night trying to make appointments and everybody's booked. If I can go to like a testing site and do you know how many they would do per car? Is it just one per car or do you know?
I'm unaware of that information, ma'am. This is the COVID-19 hotline. So if you need a COVID-19 test, I can assist you with that.
No, ma'am. Okay, so you don't know whether I can, so you can just tell me testing sites, right?
Correct, to get tested for the COVID-19.
Right, okay, because I'm already registered. I registered back in January, Jefferson County. I registered January the 14th, and I have not gotten an appointment yet.
Okay.
And me and my sister, she's 82.
Uh-huh.
She has respiratory problems. I'm 71 with diabetes, and I cannot get an appointment anywhere. I've registered on Jefferson County and UAB, but I have not been called for an appointment. That's why I was going to take her. She and I were going to just drive around today and try to go to some of the walk-ins and see if we can get in. But I'm just trying to find out if they will do more than one per car.
I'm unaware of that information, ma'am. Once again, like I shared with you earlier,
right. This
is just for the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do, I hope that I have been of help to you, but what you can do is you could go on our websites at adph.org or cdc.gov, and maybe they can give you more information about the vaccine and how many people per car they'll take, because I'm unaware
of
that.
Okay, now let me ask you something. I have called and I have gone on every single website that's been listed.
Uh-huh.
Every one of them just pick up the phone, and it's just a recording that would say that there are no appointments available, and that's it, end of it. Now, what was the website you said I can go on?
I can give you this number, too. You say you already pre-registered, though, correct?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay.
I'm pre-registered, and I'm trying to pre-register everywhere else, too, but everything says it's booked up. Even like Walmart, I sit there on their line, but when they said that they were going to start giving the vaccine, I went in there every so many hours to check and see if they were, and as soon as they got it on there that they were giving the vaccine, they were booked up.
Mm-hmm.
All of them were. So, I mean, this is just, so give me the number, please, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Well, the website is adph.org.
I'm sorry, what is it again?
adph.org, and then we have the cdc.gov.
I've done all of those, cdc.gov, okay. And what was the phone number?
Oh, I don't have another number. You say you've already pre-registered. I was going to give you the pre-registration number for the vaccine, but you've already done that. And you say you registered every place else as well.
I went to Jefferson County. I went to Jefferson County and registered, and I got my confirmation letter, where they got it. But like I said, it's been since January the 14th, and that's all I got from Jefferson County. But from UAB, I got a letter saying that it's going to be several months. So, Yes, and like I say, every day the doctor's on TV saying that if you're elderly with diabetes and if you get the COVID vaccine, you're more likely to die from it. So that's a scary feeling for somebody like me, and I can't get a shot. So, okay then, I guess there's just absolutely nothing that I can do.
Right, and I wouldn't believe everything that the TV tells you as well, ma'am. You might not die if you don't get the vaccine.
Well, no, they're not saying you're going to die. What they're saying is you're more likely to pass away from it. And, UAB, they got that. The letter that they sent me, I get all kind of communications, but nobody's getting me an appointment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, ma'am. And I wish you the very best of luck, okay, and health as well, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you.